have lost our minds.
We're recording.
All right, let's call the meeting to order with roll call.
On June 4th, 2019, Murphy.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Perry. Ping. Stuber.
Here.
All right, join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come here and deal with the business and the issues of the village of Tolono. We thank you, Father, that we have been selected to do this task, and we thank you that your wisdom helps us do it. So we thank you for helping us make the hard decisions, make the hard choices, and for giving us the power to say no when necessary. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I don't know what was that button.
I didn't hear anything.
I was actually thinking of someone else.
All right, we're going to go ahead and skip around on the agenda, like always. Do we have any public comments up there?
There's no sheet up there.
Does anybody want to speak? Okay.
How about Nate?
Nate, do you want to talk?
Okay. Sure, I can.
If you would like to.
Mark, he's not going to be here.
Okay.
And neither is he.
You got two choices. The floor is yours, Nate.
All right. I contacted Rob about a month ago about the open seat on the board. And he approached me earlier about joining the planning board, and I'd be interested in getting into planning board. Step my foot into something and try to help out here.
And that's where we really need the help too.
Yeah.
We need some brain power on there.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
It is not on the sheet, so we can't appoint you today.
Right.
But
right.
Brandy's putting it on the meeting notes for the next meeting, which will be the
18th.
Our next
meeting
is 18th.
Mm-hmm. Today's the 4th.
Oh, I will not be at that meeting. But
and I will not be at that meeting.
Okay.
Well, we'll get you appointed, though.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stick around for the meeting. They're riveting.
Definitely will.
Riveting.
I think you could write something down making the appointment, and that would be tendered at the meeting, and then they could vote on approving the mayor's appointment.
Okay.
You don't have to be there to make the appointment. You could have a piece of paper appointing, and then the board could just vote on it.
Perfect. That works. All right, the next thing is the appointment of Jared Robbins to the village board. Come on up. I got your name right this time. You want to give him the... I guess we got to vote on it. I got to need a motion.
I make a motion.
Second?
Second.
And then this is a roll call, right?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
If you would like to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Jared Robbins.
I, Jared Robbins.
Having been appointed to the position of trustee.
Having been appointed to the position of trustee.
Of the village of Tolono.
Of the village of Tolono.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
Champaign County, Illinois.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of that office.
And I faithfully discharge the duties of that office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Fabulous. Welcome. Okay, just need to sign that.
Public comments, so I guess engineering.
I've got some handouts.
for you guys. I'll pass one one way and one the other way. Take one and pass it around. If you got extras, you can leave them here for any girl who wants to.
There you are, man. Thank you.
The smaller of the two documents is your guys' annual consumer confidence report for your water system. It basically just goes through and submit this, basically listing any violations that you may have had throughout the year and just some background about the water quality that goes out to all the customers and whatnot. It's a requirement of providing water service. The long and the short of it is basically you guys have had no violations over the last year. Other than that, nothing much has changed. Basically, there's been no new limits or anything put on you guys that have changed anything. This is basically just updating your information from last year about your water system. Essentially, there's been no violations is the highlight of that whole thing that the people will see. Any questions about that?
Nope, I think so.
That's good news.
That's good news, that's right. No news is good news. The second one that I'll go through, the larger packet, this is the MS4 stormwater stuff. This is going to count basically as your guys' annual meeting for any public comment relating to that. In the last permit cycle, 2016, you guys basically met the criteria of IPA that you have to start filing this MS4 paperwork, which is essentially reporting on stormwater discharge and any pollution of and other things. And basically what it was it basically made you guys self-police yourself and come up with a plan for how you're going to do that. And it's very basic. Typically the first six sheets of that packet are basically the annual report that we completed for you guys. That's part of the requirement of the MS4. It basically is just more or less updating what was in your guys' initial permit that you guys said you would do. Highlighting those, I believe all of them were completed with the exception of storm sewer map preparation. We had kind of put that in there as if the budget allows, that would be something you guys worked on, which some of that has been done a little bit as Matt's been through some of your guys' existing stormwater plans and maps just to more or less get a better idea of what you have. A map itself has not been created, no electronic map, no paper map. You guys have one, but it's outdated. Basically, what we've done as far as that being completed is just said, if the budget allows in the next year, you may start taking steps towards doing that. Everything else, well, not everything else, but I'll just walk through them real quick. Your first best management practice is basically distributing paper materials, which is just informing the public that you guys are doing this and talks about, you know, good management practices in the community to basically reduce pollution of your stormwater. Number two is the public involvement, which is this annual meeting that we're having today to allow any public comment on this stuff. And that'll be an annual thing. Basically next year, probably maybe shoot for the first meeting of May. I think June 1st is typically the deadline on this stuff. If we get that meeting done in May next year, it would be ideal. And basically just for public to come and comment on your guys' performance. Three is illicit discharge detection elimination. Basically, that's where we talked about creating the storm sewer map and trying to identify cross connections and stuff. We did talk about that we are doing the flow monitoring study on the sanitary system to hopefully try to help identify areas that may be cross connected to your existing stormwater and to try to prevent any sanitary sewer surcharges from contaminating your stormwater. Four is construction site runoff. That's a very general one. Basically, we're just saying that erosion and sediment controls will be discussed for all construction in the village limits, as well as certain construction projects. If they exceed an acre in disturbed area, they'll require a SWIP, which nothing you've done to date has required that. If you encounter that, that'll be something that will be project specific. Site inspection enforcement procedures, this is basically related to the same thing. This is just saying that when construction and stuff is going on, that you guys are doing your due diligence and basically enforcing the erosion and sediment control that needs to be in place for these different construction projects that may be going on. Post-construction runoff control, this is basically saying that either the village representative or an engineer is going to perform more or less a final walkthrough of a project to say a lot of this is related to, is all of the restoration completed, or is your seeding established to prevent, you know, loose soil and stuff from running off. And then pollution prevention, good housekeeping, basically that really is just saying we're going to clean our grates and catch basins annually, you know, with a goal of twice per year, but more on an as-needed basis is, you know, your public works department is just going to try to keep up with that so that you don't have areas where you've got clogged storm sewers. We talked about the construction project list that was completed over the last year, which was the phase one and two water main improvements, the 2018 motor fuel tax program, the demolition of the residential home at 105 East Daggy. That would be subject to erosion sediment control things. And that's about it for the annual report. Your goals are very similar to last year. Pretty much, if funds allow, you guys can start doing your storm sewer mapping. Obviously, the flow monitoring will be complete soon, and hopefully we'll be able to identify any cross connections or take steps to identify the, any cross connections in certain areas of town. And at that, I would just say if there's any public comment or comments from the board relating to the MS4, we open that up now.
We've already submitted this?
Yes.
Or we have to yet? Okay.
Yes.
I just noticed that on Matt's date, it's off a year, and I don't know if that's going to be a problem.
Which one?
Unless that's an...
Oh, that's the old one. That's,
okay,
that,
got
sorry,
it.
Sorry, the first 6 pages of the annual report,
got
the
it.
Next 15 are your original. That's
okay,
the
okay.
original NOI that went out, so that date's correct, actually. It just, I just wanted to give you guys a copy of basically what the original report said we're going to do, and the annual report is just an update on what have we done.
Gotcha.
So,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Any questions?
We're good?
Okay. I'm just going to touch base on motor fuel tax, see if you guys have come to any decisions or how you wanted to proceed.
Any discussion? We're waiting for the budget stuff. I think we're going to table it.
Okay. And then I think the only other thing I was going to touch base on, I talked with Matt just a little bit earlier. He was kind of asking about, you know, different funding scenarios. This, that, and the other, and then it kind of just spurred some of our other discussions that we talked about the rates and whatnot from the last meeting. You know, I basically told Matt, you know, you guys are eligible for IEPA loan funding. Principal forgiveness you'll not be eligible for, which is essentially IEPA's version of a grant because your median household income is too high. We looked at CDBG funding, and it's unlikely. I mean, you haven't completely been ruled out of that because that is going to be in isolated areas, which he kind of asked about the water main project that we've tabled right now for this year, if it would potentially be CDBG eligible. And like I mentioned before, is that's very site specific. So potentially if you can meet the LMI limits, you're in the runnings, but the scoring system, the higher low to moderate income you have in an area, the better chance you have of getting that. They also look at threats to health and safety. So consistent water main breaks would be a good reason to have that because you're going to basically be depressurizing your system there and be opening up cross contamination. And then the last one is still goes back to the rates. So ultimately, you're still going to have that contention with your guys' rates versus funding for grants, at least for free money, we'll say. But IEPA loan is eligible, so is USDA loan. The difficulty there is if you want to go and do your due diligence to get a loan for a $200,000 project, they typically want a facility plan that may take anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 worth of effort. And what that's going to get you is a low interest rate loan rather than just paying it out of your pocket. So it's like if you have the money in the bank to buy something, does it make more sense to do that, or do you want to finance it to ease the pains? Usually it makes more sense to go with the facility plan for a larger capital improvement, which, you know, talking about the various things we've got going, the sewer system, the wastewater treatment plant, water mains. And EPA, to do a facility plan, you can cover multiple projects with that kind of thing. So maybe you have 7 or 8 of your most important projects go into that, and you can do one facility plan for that where the bang for your buck is a little bit better. Where if you're going to go and finance $2 or $3 million worth of improvements for one under one facility plan, it may make more sense. Other than that, I just submitted all the rate discussions and everything. I did discuss some stuff internally. Moving forward, if you guys are, you know, kind of still pursuing that path of, you know, we want to see where we're at and, you know, possibly selling and stuff, some things that you may want to consider is how much information you guys want to release. I mean, you're a public entity, so you're subject to FOIA and everything like that, but in the sale of the systems, Mark may be able to give you better information on this, but, you know, essentially, if you want to share all, if you do a bunch of studies and say, these are our capital improvement projects, and you want to share that with people, it may be, you may be able to write that into your agreement if you were to sell, to say, these projects need to be done, but you may not get as much money for the system, versus vice versa. So you could try to retain that information, get more money for the system, but there's not necessarily going to be
actually, the more improvements the system needs, the more money we'll get for the system, because they make money off the improvements.
Right. They're so investments. Basically, they get through the ICC, basically, so, dictate how much.
So this actually, the stuff that we're doing through you will actually help us if we do decide to sell it. But my plan is to get all the stuff from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we get that stuff, then we'll have American Water come in and just kind of talk us through the process.
Sure.
Of what they've done in the past for different places. We can't sole source it to them. We'll have
right.
to open it up for bids. But they said they would come in and kind of talk to us about the process a little
sure.
bit on their side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And and then have some open meetings with the rates. This is what our rates are going to have to go to,
right.
because this is what we need. I want a 5, 10, 15-year
sure.
sewer plan, what needs to be fixed, and where we need to be at rates to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we're using. It's just pretty much everything you're doing is going to be public knowledge, because
right.
I want it open and I want it out there so people know why we have to raise rates
yep.
or why we don't have to raise rates.
Well, that's usually your biggest...
So,
proponent is if you can get the information to them, it's
yeah.
getting them to read it or take it in. So.
Yeah, that's my goal, and to have the meetings and have it all out there for the public. So,
yep.
Cool.
Other than that, that's
good.
All I've got. Unless anybody's got
and then on this stuff, we're just waiting for the budget.
Okay.
Hopefully, we'll get the budget passed on the 18th.
That's fine.
So,
no worries.
Cool. All right, Matthew, what you got for us?
I don't have a whole lot on my portion this evening, but I did include a couple pieces of information in your packets. One was the site agreement with Premier Cooperative. I just kind of wanted everybody to kind of look through that, see if there was anything else that they thought they wanted to have added into that.
Does the board need to vote on that, or is that something that, because it's got a signature for Matt, right? A signature for me. They're not charging us any money.
Right.
It's for 5 years.
Can he enter an agreement into agreements for us?
Probably only if you give me authorization.
Right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's essentially, I think your signature, my signature, and cooperative signature, right? If I remember right, or is it?
The other was the tower company, I believe.
This is a contract. The board would have to approve it.
Okay. That was
my
question.
I know we're not paying them any money, but
it's
still a contract. There's some indemnification language. I mean, there's some exchange of something that creates the contract. So, yeah.
So, you want... Is there anything we should put in it?
I'm sorry?
We'll let you review that now and see if there's anything you want.
And this is on the agenda, right?
Yes.
Okay, then I can review.
It's not on the agenda. I just put this in...
Oh, I got water meter shot.
This evening.
Okay, so you got 2 weeks to look at it.
I'm gonna do it right now, and we won't have to think about it for later. How's that?
Perfect. All right.
Here's a red pen.
The information. I just wanted to verify with him that the $20,000 is going to cover the install fee, The only thing that it will not cover would be the AC power connection, which Premier has there. So we're going to have a box. They're going to have a box. We just make the connection between the two. I think they're going to waive the fee for the electricity. The only other fee we'll have is either a cable internet fee or a cell link to get that information back to the office. But that's something they will not provide.
That's fine. We have a couple ideas we're working on that. So,
so that's what that sheet is there. So that was the 20,000 we've been talking about for a while. So that will cover all the costs for install. So we'll just have to have, like I said, an electrician to make that final connection. And then once we figure out how we're getting the information back to the office, then we'll be good with that. So.
Perfect.
I went last Wednesday to Mount Vernon, spoke with Jonathan Younger. He's kind of the second in command of their public works. He was the one that did all the research for the water meters for them. They've got between 6,000 and 7,000 meters they installed or had installed. They didn't really have any complaints with the water meters. One thing that he said, they had about 20% water loss that they know about, and they gained about 3 to 4% just by changing the meters out. Because the meters we have currently, we're not picking up that 0.5 gallon a minute flow rate. So when we pick up that 0 to 0.5, you know, and that's most of your, you know, kitchen faucets, bathroom faucets, stuff like that. So when somebody turns that on, we're not really registering all that water. And that's where a lot of your water, you have a lot, you know, if you're filling up your sink to do your dishes or whatever, you're gonna use several gallons there. Or if you like to turn your water on to brush your teeth, you leave it running, same thing. So, you know, it's still, that's the flows that we're not picking up with our meters right now. So that's something they seen as soon as they switched the meters over. They seen that 3 to 4% gain in the difference in their usage, because they captured that water. So.
Cool.
He didn't have any negative comments to say about the camp strut meters. So.
Any failures?
They had 2 meters.
Out of 6, 7.
And they had another one that froze, and it wouldn't work after that. So that was kind of on their side. But
and then those got replaced, like, for free? Or?
Yeah, oh yeah, yes. Now, the frozen one, I'm not sure about. The other one's definitely. Yeah, if that was something on their end, yes.
Right. So my question that you saw me getting ready to ask, so they saw a 3 to 4% gain just by switching. Did he say what the ultimate overall gain was of that 20% that
no,
they
not yet
they were
because
losing?
They've only had 2-3 months worth of data. So
okay.
they haven't went a full year to kind of figure out what that gain and loss.
But already they've seen a,
yes,
a gain.
Yep.
Okay.
He pulled up the data on his computer, and you can see hourly increments on those, on any of those meters. So it's a pretty handy feature. And that's something that every morning
somebody has a spike in usage or a steady burst type or something like that. So.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions about the meters? What else?
The only other thing, and we're still patching streets right now, if we do or do not do the MFT project this year, either we can hold off on patching because I'm almost to my month of my rental on my roller. I was going to try to finish out as much as I can through Thursday, and that goes back Friday morning. So either I can get more patch, keep it for another week, or I just wait till later in the fall and do another couple weeks in the fall to kind of...
How much does that cost us?
It's like $1,100 for the month.
Any discussion on that? I would, if you think you can get more patching, and I say take it for another week. The weather seems to be cooperating right now, but who knows what it's going to be like
next
week.
Well, and that's kind of been the kicker. We've had so many days we couldn't patch, or we're patching in holes with water, so you know, we're trying to...
I mean, look at the weather. If you think the weather's going to be good next week, keep it another week.
Yeah.
Because...
I thought I might have to order another one to patch, too. So.
Yeah. It's cheaper to do that than to do the whole MFT project.
Yeah.
Shot in the dark. See if they give you a discount for all the rain that the thing sat unused. I know that they may not, but they won't. They definitely won't if you don't ask.
Right. Okay.
Because if they give you either a discount or credit for some of that wet time.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a lot of rain.
Yeah, there were a lot of days we couldn't do anything patching-wise. So, or we had other stuff we were
right.
doing.
So. You have gone through a lot of patch, though.
Yeah. And that's something else. We're going to have to order up some oil, get some oil picked up so we can start total patching. We went to pick up the truck yesterday for Mattoon. I wasn't happy with it. So they're doing more work to it. They didn't have all the lights installed back. They didn't have any of the reflective tape on it. So,
which truck?
Down there. That was in the agreement.
No, which truck?
Subway truck. Right?
The
truck
big,
we bought.
Big dump. Okay.
Yeah.
We had one truck down yesterday doing brush. So we got ordered parts for that. Got that fixed while Brad was in yesterday. So that truck's back up and running today.
All right, anything else?
Okay.
Good? All right, Justin. All you, my friend.
Still no hope. Help for fun day, or hope.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get anything, but I doubt it. So it'll be...
Jacob got a full-time job.
Huh?
You said Jacob got a full-time job, right?
There's a chance...
Might come
he said
back.
He was going to see if it worked in the schedule. I'm not going to hold
so
my breath.
So you're saying there's
a chance.
So as far as that goes.
Did you say we'll give you a good recommendation if you come back for fun days? I'm kidding
try.
On
he,
that.
I mean,
I'm just, that was a joke.
He is absolutely still. He said he's going to try. I told him, don't put yourself in a bind with your new place. But he's going to try if it works out.
That'd be great if he could.
I mean, if we could get... I still haven't heard anything from Homer. I'm guessing that's probably going to be a no-go, but we still have a chance. And ILS is for something totally different, so that doesn't apply with us, for the mobile field force.
Well, they're all activated, too, so.
Right. And
right
they're,
that's why Jared's not here. So.
So, other than that, that's about where we stand on fun day. I'll try to come up with a halfway decent schedule. I can't have everybody working 20 hours a day. But we're probably going to be working 15, 16 anyway, but there might be a portion of Saturday morning where we're not going to be here, so we can have everybody available at the nighttime when we're needed. And unless we get lucky and get somebody else where we can have more coverage, but I know last year, well, about everybody was 15, 16 hours, and by the time after the fireworks, when the fights and the home invasions and everything pops off, everybody is dragging. So I'm going to at least try to have it. Like I said, we may not have somebody until later in the day on Saturday. Somebody else might have to leave the parade.
Brandy already volunteered. Brandy and Summer are leading it.
That'll work. I'll be using it as a garage. But I have to have the guys on when we're needed, and that's going to be later in the night with traffic and everything else going on. And really, as far as calls, reports, traffic stops, everything else is pretty much what it was last month. At least for our end, I'm not sure. I know there's a few calls the county handled, or probably more than a few, but I don't get a report on that. Just a couple that I know of. And we're still working on trying to get people hired.
Cool.
I was going to talk with that guy tonight about that, but
I don't think you're going to talk to him for a while.
Yeah. So, did we have any idea on that? Because that may
affect other things.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. And I haven't had really a chance to talk to him. He asked me for a life preserver as he was heading out. So.
That'll work. All right. Well, we'll do what we do.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks, sir.
Yep, no problem.
Treasurer's report.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Past the budget.
It's past the budget, and we're in the middle of audit right now.
Yeah. I talked to Nate. Who's Nate going to call on the board? Did he decide?
I don't know.
So one of you guys might get a phone call from Nate. Probably not you, because you don't know anything yet.
I think it should be Jared,
yeah. One of you go get a call from Nate. They're going to call and ask you questions. Answer them as brutally honestly as you can. And it'll give them a direction of what to go towards at the audit. On the debt recovery thing.
Local debt recovery. I put the printout so far in your packets of what they've been able to collect. We weren't able to do any ads until 3/26 was our first one because they had to go through all the seminars online and everything. So we kind of got in at the late end of the tax season, but so far they've collected $952.20.
So now we haven't gotten that money yet because they hold on to it for 60 days.
60 days.
Just
so
to make sure
if
for appeals.
If they want to appeal it, then they don't just take the money and send it to us. They hold it for 60 days. If there's no appeal, then they send it to us after the 60 days.
Is there any opinion on where that money should go? Just into the general fund? Do you want to go?
Water and sewer, because
water
and sewer bills.
Okay, well, never
That's
mind.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Never mind. We're already going to water and sewer. Let's say for a special project or something.
Yes.
The water main project. We're getting close. We got. We'll have like a
one bill at a time.
Right.
We have like a tenth of it, maybe.
Two
not even that.
Meters.
So, not even. All right. Anything else? Anything else in the office? Anything? Cool. All right. Bills.
If anybody has any nuisance properties, let us know.
Oh yeah, and that goes for the general public too. Just get them through if you have nuisance properties. We're
working on updating that because we've been getting several calls here recently. So,
did you guys get that one lawn mowed? Perfect. Now, do we know how to do the whole lien and all that stuff, or is that we just let Justin handle all that? Not that Justin.
Gotta get a hold of Justin and talk to him about that. But
okay.
I mean, we need to figure out where we want to proceed with that property as well.
True. All right. Anything else? Any questions about nuisances or anything like that? All right, bills.
I just have a question. My computer's restarting, so I can't look at it. But there was an invoice for. Do we have to get flags? There was a.
We buy flags, but once a year. Do we
but
buy
not
flags?
Because we had something stolen again, right?
I don't think so. We just
okay.
replaced them.
Okay, got
they
it.
Get tattered. And
we didn't replace the one right out here yet.
It has been replaced.
Has it?
Yeah. Like two months. I mean, private 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see the invoice about flags, but.
I saw something with flags, so I was just curious. I'll make a motion
did
to
you,
pay bills as presented.
Did you buy anything that said would have flags in it? I can't think of anybody else that would have
said
something with flags.
Something, unless it was. What, did you buy a bunch of stamps with flags? I can't. Do you have the invoices?
Mm-hmm. I got the invoices right here.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would make it easy.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, who's your normal supplier of flags?
Yep, that's the stamps.
Okay,
stamps.
Okay.
Two foils.
Okay. Jared, do you want to look through the bills and stuff?
Sure.
So. Since you really don't have the access to the computer yet, so. Okay, well, he's looking for that. Was there any sewer credits?
Yeah.
No sewer credits?
I don't think I remembered any.
And let's go ahead and approval of minutes.
I made a motion, but I don't know if anybody seconded it.
Well, let's just hold on one. We're just going to hold it for a second. Let Jared go through that real quick, and then.
Okay, got it.
I didn't even think about handing those down to him. And then we'll come back to your motion in a second.
And then I will second it.
Pre-second.
Pre-second, yeah. Okay, regular session minutes on May 21st, 2019. I have a motion.
Motion to approve the May 21st regular session minutes.
A second.
You can approve them even if you can approve
know,
them even if you want.
My brain just don't. Because I wasn't here to.
You have a vote though.
I'll abstain. I do every time.
I means I have to vote.
Jared's
oh
here.
No, Jared's here.
A second.
A second? Okay, perfect.
There you go.
Right.
He was here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody
aye.
Opposed? Perfect. Okay, executive session minutes. Now, this is a roll call vote. So, executive session minutes on May 21st, 2019.
I don't. Is that what these are?
That's what the board, yeah, those don't leave the boardroom. They come back to Brandy. And that's kind of the thing with confidential, a lot of times they pertain to personnel issues, purchasing of property, what else?
There are very few
yeah,
things.
There's very few
you can
things,
go
and these don't leave the board. Even comments about it, they do not leave the boardroom. I just need a motion on those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Let me read. I'm rushing you guys. Brandon said we only have until 7:45.
I heard 7:15, but you really told us.
That's what I really meant.
Motion to approve the executive session minutes from May 21st, 2019.
Okay, a second.
Second.
Rena. Roll call.
Anderson.
Yes.
Buffo.
Abstain.
Ping. No, he's not here. Stuber.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Did you have a chance to look at the bills?
Yep.
Okay, we have a motion to pass bills from Vicki, a second from Terrence. So it's a roll call vote.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo? Stuber?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
table the water services contract since we don't have it. Apparently we're tabling the budget unless somebody wants to put it up for a vote. Since nobody's looking at me, I'll take that as a no. What's this ordinance?
That's that public works thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, my computer is not doing anything at all.
Here.
Oh, here. Maybe I can just... Oh, I got it. It opened.
Illinois Public Works Mutual Aid Network Agreement.
Any discussion on this? This is $100 a year, correct?
Excuse me.
So,
discussion on that ordinance, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you have any discussion on it? That's the one we talked about before.
I don't. It just seems like all it's saying is we're going to be part of this for $100
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, for $100
right?
a
That's
year.
That's a lot of words to say that.
I know.
I've kept thinking there's got to be more to this.
Now, there's give and take. Do we give a body if another community needs somebody? Yeah, it's kind of a give and take. It's kind of like
mutual aid,
back and forth. So I just need a motion if everybody's in favor.
Motion to approve Ordinance 2019-0-10, an ordinance authorizing execution of the Illinois Public Works Mutual Aid Network Agreement.
Wow. And I need a second.
A second.
Okay, roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Buffo?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Natural disasters and things like that.
We talked about nuisances. Oh, we have one special event permit, but my computer's crashed, so.
Yeah.
Why is he bringing it through us and not just through you?
Because it's amplified noise and it's alcohol outside.
Okay. Any discussion on that? I read it already, so I know what it says, so.
So that's the special use permit.
I'll make a motion to approve. I can't. This is still updating. To approve the permit from Loose Cobra on
June 15th.
Thank you for June 15th, 2019.
Give
me a frowny face after you said no budget.
I did. After I said no budget, my computer had a little frowny face and just died.
You got a blue screen?
See?
No.
I'll second. I'll second
okay.
the permit.
That's
all in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed? All right.
Don't forget to sign that, Vicky.
So anything for executive
Thank
session
you.
That anybody can think of? Parents?
Nope.
Okay. Give me like a little look.
I'll just ask you a question later.
Okay. Anything for the good of the order? Anything you want to discuss? Yes?
Did you want it? Discuss any water meter stuff.
Did I skip that?
I think we're not going to discuss any purchases.
I think they want to wait until they do the budget on the 18th. It's still in the budget. They haven't taken it out yet, but it'd be silly to pay for the tower and not put the water meters in. And we have like 400 meters to replace.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. I looked over the site agreement. This gives us, it's an agreement to give us space on the grain elevator for 5 years, not paying any rent, and then just has some language where they kind of protect the elevator against any claim we might have if they get out of power. They say they'll go ahead and provide us with power, but any kind of setup is going to be at our expense. Apparently working with Norman Tower Service to do all of this stuff. And it talks about Norman Tower Service providing a $1 million liability policy. I added that we would get added onto that policy. And then there's some language where we are holding the elevator harmless against any kinds of problems that Norman Tower, who
who will be our agent, Kaz, on the elevator. I added some language that basically just means that if there's some insurance that would cover the claim, that goes first. And then if there's not enough insurance, then that's where we do the indemnification. So some insurance companies, if you don't put that in there, will try to argue, oh, you've got a contractual obligation to notify. We don't provide insurance in that case, so go ahead and do your duty under your contract and indemnify, and don't turn the claim over to us. So just did a really modest tweaking. Otherwise, I'm happy, and it's a great deal for us.
Cool. Any discussion on it?
Do they need to amend that with your stuff before it's approved?
Well, no, this is on the agenda. You can go ahead and move to approve it with the lawyer's changes.
No, this is
the one that's not on the agenda?
Not on the agenda.
All right,
yeah.
So this will be on the agenda next time, and you can take it back to them. And
yeah,
if they have, I don't think they're going to have any problems with what I just put in there. But if they do, they can give me a call.
Yeah. Which, something that we're, well, never mind. I'll have Brian, we'll get up with you on another thing. All right, anything else for the good of the order? Anything you want to discuss real quick before we end up in session? No? Questions? No?
I'm going to have to drag this out.
All right.
30 more minutes.
I need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Right.
There we go.
So we'll take, since the meeting's over,
very
I'll
good.
Put this
good
computer
job.
View quick.
Thumbnail sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Obligations,
just,
you know, what you got.
Yeah, just like
once
your trustee.
So they were talking about the Opens meeting.
Yeah.
And they were showing you the.
Okay, well, because they usually.
Two things,
they,
the Meetings Act and then the Freedom of Information.
They used,
so,
well, they usually have.
You're doing the people's work.
Yeah.
So when you're sitting up here, they have here what you're going to
yeah.
say, so they
yeah.
can decide.
Those two
they don't think you're doing a good job.
Gotcha.
And they can understand the,
but you
the
do need
people's
to
business.
To
sometimes we have somebody's things, though, that we can't talk about. If we talk about it in public, we get sued because of other laws.
Oh,
right.
Or
yeah, you do.
We get a bad deal.
I had to have a CDL to drive those trucks.
To negotiate amongst ourselves.
I know.
What
do
when we're trying to cut a deal with
someone? I don't know.
So the primary exception.
I'm guessing.
I think your government entities were excluded.
I thought they were.
That allow us to go in executive session.
The municipality owned it, and all of us have to get CDL.
We're
insurance
in the middle of a lawsuit or in the litigation,
game.
So we're trying to strategize with the lawyer as to what we have to do.
Because it has air brakes on it.
We have employee discussions, so
we have to get
personnel stuff.
Air brakes.
The laws that protect the employees from their stuff caused by the public. Those are pretty much
it's his annual.
There's some other ones, like if we're negotiating by real estate.
Talk to the
minutes that you approved tonight talk about when we're in executive
session. Talk to the trooper.
So we're in executive session.
I stopped the semi loaded
is,
coal one day because they came around the corner delivering coal over the power plant on two wheels. I'm like, that doesn't look good. I pulled him over and he started pulling logs out. I'm like, no. This is why I pulled you. I don't care about your logs. I'm not doing an inspection. I just care about your driving.
Hey, the board's going to meet.
I think we set up the.
What you can't do is everybody goes down to.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You hear when you get up?
Tracks.
Yeah.
Blood rush
right.
Here.
All right. So you all sit at the bar tracks. I talk to those businesses. Or you step outside here. You're having a meeting and you're not letting the public in. So you can actually go to jail for that. So you don't do that.
Right.
So to make you feel better about it all, if there are two. Trustees that want to talk on the phone and do politicking, lobby somebody else to get their support on something, that's legal. That's A-OK. Once you get to three, then that's what violates Open Meetings Act.
What about Jerry
so
Garcia?
For our size community, come talk to anybody here. Just make sure it's away from anybody else. And you could go to his house or her house, talk to her, leave, go talk to her at her house.
Exact same thing. That's all.
I can't say 100%.
It can't be contemporaneous, so it can't be an ongoing discussion.
Right.
Now, it gets a little quirkier when you get to email, text. So if you send an email to one trustee, and she responds right back to you, it's a different conversation. You can set up email for three, four, or the whole board. It's okay for you to send one email out to the whole board. But it's a bad idea for anybody to respond to everybody. They could respond to you. Oh, so the best rule of thumb is probably
actually, I got all the grumpy old people at the
Amana
Park Show.
Don't ever get yourself caught in it. Same thing goes with the text.
I mean, cranky old people and people that didn't speak English.
Can you do texting at the meeting?
Because somebody could not handle it.
The problem is, though, you're in the middle of a meeting and it's the people's business.
I mean,
John Q. Public.
She was the typical, I need to speak louder.
You text, so why?
So you could some reason
have an issue. It's not village business. You may be put in the position of having
to say it louder. Someone will get it.
Theoretically, a judge could put
your passport. And then I got a promotion, and then I hear
the famous
firing her today. I'm like, you got to be kidding. Sure enough, she got fired.
Wow. And the newspaper sued.
I don't know where she is now.
Copies of the text.
I bet she's speaking English very loud.
Very loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw Terrence on campus a couple weeks ago.
It was the day you weren't there.
Did you like whistle and
but I was telling Champagne at the time.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I did. I made a whole scene. That was when I was feeling it.
Actually, she did, yeah. She stopped her car and yelled and waved at me.
I was heading to the other
so,
branch.
It was a pop-up.
At first, I was like, okay, who is that? Now?
Oh,
and then I saw the train and
it
was doing myself smiling.
I've seen it whenever
like,
I came in tonight.
Deals and all this stuff.
Person.
It's on the Attorney General's website, so just Google
the
Illinois Attorney General trustee train.
We can make it easier too.
And yells Terrence's name from her car.
So you go in and you log in.
He's going to ask you to sit up,
which I have never seen other than that day.
About the stuff that you're talking about, and then it's testing.
I'm like, who is that?
The good news is that when you answer the question,
I was just talking to her. I said, oh, that's Nikki.
Give you a little corrective advice, and then we'll re-ask you the same darn question. So, since there are four choices, you will eventually get it right. Okay?
So this, you got to put your regular password in first.
So you will have 100% at the end of the thing. So you don't need to stress out.
Brady, can I talk to you?
I've taken it myself just because.
Yeah, there we go.
Now you
can
set your pin.
You
only got. I think it's going to be 6 minutes.
30 minutes.
Some
I got
20 you can trust
minutes.
Me.
Yeah. I won't need that long.
And you can talk to me about anything you have questions about for Bill Jesus. The catch is, I'm not your lawyer, I'm the town's lawyer, so any conversation that we may have, any trustee could ask me about that conversation, I would have to talk about it. So it's not confidential. It's confidential to the public, because I don't work for the public, I work for the elected board. And, boy, I think that's it. I think that's my training seminar.
Okay.
Any questions?
Should be able to.
Right.
Not at all.
You've got. Need to call me, but you're welcome. This is the business.
So now you're gonna just look at it,
and then you've got one of my famous pens.
So it unlocks. If it doesn't, so.
I don't. When you call me, I don't charge.
It doesn't recognize if you got your glasses off or. Mm-hmm. If the room's too dark or something like that.
Often call you.
It'll ask you.
Have to call
him.
I don't think.
Well,
I
got. At least I didn't you know, the way it's set up, the mayor can call me in 24 hours. He doesn't, but he can. And I encourage my trustees to call me because it just doesn't bother me. I'm just used to it. So I've got a lot of little towns like this, so I get that. She's getting crabbed at by your neighbors for
and
something
I'm guessing
you've got
would,
nothing to do.
I don't know if he would come out and say
one
that,
of the resources
that
you're going to lose is get a straight
a big
answer
thing
on something.
Said,
if I don't know something, I'll tell you, but I've been doing it for a while, so you should have
delete his account. Sometimes I can
appreciate
it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
My friend.
Thank you.
For your service.
Local, not one of the domain ones. I think it always keeps his name off the side.
And the very youngest one.
Let's go see it.
Yeah, reflex, so they feed him, and he'll just puke, and they're like, okay, you're done for the day. And it's like,
It's a baby. They do that.
So yeah, this is a fob?
So she has to go get the kid and go take the key out for you. And then that key is for Village Hall, over on the other side of town.
Okay.
Nothing but fun.
Yes. See, that's a short meeting for you.
Yeah.
I asked. Murphy said he gave you one. What did I give you?
Did you give me a key?
I thought I gave you a key. Did I give you a key?
I'm out of here.
Thanks, I don't think
sir.
So.
I thought
you
I just gave you. See you later. Thank you.
Give me a call if you need something.
I hope I don't. Well, I'm gone for 2 weeks, too, so.
Yeah.
No, the three keys I have are for the
China
building.
Well, this is the China trip.
Yeah,
I'm
leaving the 11th, so I don't get back until the 25th or 24th.
No, you didn't give me a key.
Okay. Well, sorry. I don't need no keys. I don't have any keys right now. I have no keys to anything.
Do I need to...
I may have some.
Turn this in now, or can I bring it back?
You can turn it in later. Yeah. You can't get paid, though, until you turn it in. Which you don't get paid until next month, anyway.
Okay.
You'll get... Well, no. It'll be the 18th.
How often...
You get paid once a month, but it's
okay.
Usually after the second meeting. It's the last pay period of the month is
okay.
When the board members get paid.
The 18th is my birthday, so it'd be a great time to pass a budget.
When is your name? Do you have three pay periods this month?
Then we could get some stuff purchased.
We got one ending on the
11th. So
then
you'll get
the 25th.
You have to have all that paperwork turned in before
email,
the 26th,
your
because that's when I'll do payroll and then they'll get paid on the 28th.
Like
we changed payroll to where it makes more sense now.
Okay.
We close up payroll
Brandy
on Wednesday,
email everything into
we
here.
Pay on Fridays. So they
there's
go a couple days
with the village board is the
distribution a couple
list.
Days behind.
Okay.
But it works
great
with direct deposit now,
or anything.
That was
oh, yeah.
The gripe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Direct deposit
yeah.
Saves us money. But the gripe was...
Well,
if I get direct deposit,
a
I get my check 2 days later.
That's
know,
what
like
Brandy emails
yeah.
out for
so,
the package.
So we just fixed it.
Okay.
We just moved
so
payroll back
each time,
right.
And now
that's
everybody gets paid
to.
At the same
okay.
time. And a lot of times the direct deposit's in there like Thursday
but like
night.
But like pass,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Sounds like
I
still used to
I look
pay
at it, so
we had 20 years.
I believe all the. I believe everything's on that.
Three pay periods.
Yeah, like whatever.
Yeah, but you're also not living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah,
I don't know if the link she gives you is
that,
if it's just to like that
bucks.
Folder, and then you can maybe
you
go out one.
But
this
is that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I might be living paycheck to paycheck after that camper.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I honestly, I mean, because he wants it bad. But I hope I do. You know, that here, I say, give me observation because of past hiring.
I'm okay with it. I had no problem with when I was working here. And we got no complaints.
And
yeah.
When he
and I was scrutinizing him pretty close. Every time he stopped to talk to somebody, I'm like, why is he talking to that person?
I mean, there was a few contacts that we had that, I mean, they're like, what are you doing back here? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, well, cool, man. That'd be great. You know, of course, I'm like, of course, not the mail. The second one is a 1050 out of 45 that I mean, that just. But the other one was I haven't heard anybody say he really had
one complaint.
Yeah. Was that?
I showed you. We did that one last time too, right?
Memory center.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
That one.
I've
been getting
those.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I just couldn't access it because I couldn't get on the machine at home.
Right now. It's supposedly good.
So.
I said, dude, you can't.
I'll forward you the same email I gave him.
Because I said, this was the last dude.
I got the link in there for. Now we've got
Illinois.us.
So you can do the web-based email.
Okay.
As far as
so if you want to check it from somewhere else.
I'm fucking full-time. You can't tell me what to do and other stuff. I didn't either until I'm like...
Confirm signing out this time and then it lets you log in.
I agree. The reason why we shouldn't is because Rick came aboard and told us that. And he was... See, Rick...
He's already recognized you, so now
he's
telling you to... Just miss lock screen and log in.
Great.
Because he didn't want you to overlap the chips. And I'm like, dude...
Hopefully that's a little bit easier.
Okay, so I can just take it. It should be able to
get yeah,
up when I get home.
Yeah. So that VPN thing I set up on there.
I don't care.
As long as you're not missing calls.
If they, sitting in here for four
if we ever start like
hours,
share putting stuff on the network drive.
You can't tell me that
You could come in and connect to that and then access everything that's on the
list. U of I, I mean,
from home, whatever, wherever you're at.
But if we all came back to the station and talked,
right. Or would you guys use it for right now? We've got it set up to where if you did take this home, then you logging in, it should connect you in Outlook for that.
But if I mean, I'm kind of
everything. Okay.
And that's easy to defend for me.
It could.
Well, the cops are sitting in front.
If you're home,
the game on, blah, blah, blah.
Outlook might prompt you for a password.
It'll do.
Mm-hmm. And it's like that
no.
Pop-up window.
Point of
yes.
That's
if that's where you're getting stuck
you
at
all day
at least for the
change
user, I don't really know of anybody.
Username.
Set in front of the, I mean, we could write
it's going
to
be
a night if we wanted to.
Village of Tolono.
But I mean, I'm kind
of
if we
one word.
Ever get to the point where, say, we have three full timers
and then the backslash
and some part timers to back it up, I would almost like those two new. If we can have
be,
you know, somebody working the ship.
Okay,
and
so
have
then
four to two cover.
Yeah.
Maybe
Anderson.
If we have those two.
Is it Rena
like,
Anderson?
Ari Anderson.
It's Ari Anderson.
I would love to have that. I would like to have that, then they could see weekends off in
we
the future.
Keep, and then your regular password.
Because we don't pay enough.
I think sometimes it swaps it around.
Yeah.
For the user mind, it can cause
issues. If I didn't have weekends off, I'd still be pissed and cry about it.
Might have been what was doing if it was prompting you at home.
I wouldn't be looking for someone.
And here, since we're actually, we've got a connection from here back to Little Chai. You've got it set up to where it'll just connect and you won't get any of those prompts.
That's kind of what Aaron's doing now.
Because it was really weird.
Of course,
I got one.
12.
I didn't get one last time I was here for the meeting, but this time I did.
Find a way to do tens or we,
if
can,
it
find, we can make something.
Is open before you actually
yeah.
get connected
you know,
to the network, it might do it.
Shift,
but then
now,
as soon
we,
as it's connected,
we don't have
it
two
knows it. Oh, hey,
I'm 2 a.m.
A network that sees
cover.
The other actual server.
But I think
okay.
that should be okay. Call volume is busier.
So if you get it here, you should be able to just close out of it and then relaunch it.
I think county would rather see somebody on that, especially on.
Give it a try.
Friday, Saturday nights.
Yeah, and if you have issues, you can text me or call or whatever.
I,
knew,
maybe I had to get, I
like
asked Rob for your email address, and then I never had time to get back to you. So
that's all right.
Okay.
You seem nice on the phone.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean,
do you go to Greg's and work out?
No. He said he told me. He's like, hey, I come over. I'm like, yeah.
I'd love to do it, but
it's for me. It's I go
because I don't think you can charge as law enforcement.
I don't. I've heard that he doesn't. I didn't ask. I was like, I wouldn't mind go over do like some strongman stuff when they do that. But I can wake up at 5, go to the gym, and I get down for this, so I go home and go to ball games. And,
did you say you want to do a strongman expo at Thunder?
No,
we have a strongman in town.
John charges though.
One time I was going to do one with him, but I have to work them all.
So,
and I don't see that changing anytime soon. And I haven't trained that for a while.
That would be kind of cool to do the game for.
You know how hot that would be.
I know, right? Especially with our black.
I did one ton. I got second place on that.
So,
that's cool.
But it was a little.
If you want. So we can do
it work.
Any
the
questions,
face recognition
comments,
for you. So you don't have to. If you just look
yet.
At the computer,
don't
then it'll unlock for you.
In. Just let
okay.
it go.
If that's
I
a big
like
for you,
that's
easy
that's
to set up.
I know a Kager, that would be awesome.
What's
that?
Fingerprint scan.
I don't know that. Yeah, you don't have a fingerprint reader on there. Just
even,
the,
I still don't know.
So we can do the camera or the pin.
And I'm like,
if we do the face, it's going to ask you to set up the pin anyways.
Gotcha.
I'm just still trying to
figure it all out.
Figure it out.
So just that's my only requirement.
So it just gives you another option to log into the PC.
Gotcha.
So that's going
to
be
we don't
your current password now.
Think about it. You don't have to agree. We're good with that.
Okay.
So I don't get pissy.
I'm
not going to adjourn the meeting and tell you to be
six
quiet.
Digits?
Yeah.
No, but, you know, I don't have that conversation like we used to have.
I know, right?
I was like,
You will, though, because Jared will talk to you a little bit. And then Vicky's kind of still, she's been on the board, a year now? She's still trying to wrap her head around it.
The only question you have is what's the pond going
mail
on
down
there
from
down
here,
on,
street,
on in. Main Street and Second?
That's a homeowner's issue. We
log
into, offered to give them dirt
if you
want to
set
raise
it up on
their
phone
property
or
up,
online.
Mm-hmm.
And they built that garage too low.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So if they build the property up, it's probably just going to flood the garage.
Pretty easy.
So what they need to do is
if you're
build a yard
home,
until they
build
their yard
trying
up,
to get into email,
it's going to continue to flood.
It might prompt you with a login box.
Mosquito abatement.
Because you're not on our local network.
For mosquitoes,
the username is going to be.
You know that Russ Nile was not in our town.
I might actually put it in
so,
here.
But we went ahead and treated for it.
Mm-hmm.
We
put Village of
Tolono
all over piece there in the backslash.
Okay.
The username.
County
and then your regular password.
Health department.
Okay.
I think.
Does this have
I
a?
I can't remember the guy's name.
Mm-hmm. So local network.
What's that?
And then is this Matt hooked up to around, a? We got a bunch
Wi-Fi
of. They gave
just
us some tablets.
So it's
Matt
a
found
program
a
for here, and it's the same network over it.
Apparently, we wanted them years ago.
You have to be hooked up to
bad.
Wi-Fi somewhere else, right?
Well,
so
are we
hooked up
anything
on a cell
over there?
No cell service.
Gotcha. I don't know.
I gotcha. Okay.
I can't.
Yeah,
you can swear to it. He's done it this year.
Hook up your
I'm
own network.
I'm guessing he has because
home
we were talking about it.
Okay.
But I can't swear.
Eventually,
to it he has.
We'll get to a spot
but
where.
But last year, we treated everything we threw in people's pools. The pools that just have a little bit of water in them, whatever. And then we have a couple pools in town that they're holding water. Was it Danny's?
You got a VPN that you can use.
That's always complaining about.
Oh, yeah, with the cars and the camper.
Yeah. He's got water in his pool, and we've
great.
Already, great, yeah. We've already told him, it's like, you need to take the pool down. Well, I want to, okay, well, if there's water in it, then we're gonna go after you
mm-hmm.
for one more thing.
Right.
And he's, so I think we threw tablets
so,
in it. They threw it to the property line.
Oh, well.
Down here yeah,
no,
for
you.
But and we spray too, but the spray is only good for
so
contact
if you're
or something.
Happen to be at home or something,
like,
and
soak into things and kill them. It just kills.
Maybe
the
there files
that
actually
do
on
evenings.
The server
mm-hmm.
share
it
that you want to get to.
Flying ones.
Yeah.
You won't be
but,
able to access that unless you.
So we have tons. We still have, we have
on the VPN
for spray because we have tons of it.
Or if, depending on how they shared it, if they did the cloud share.
I think you ordered the Citronella for the park, which that only works for a couple days.
It's not a feature that most have used yet.
And because that's been on TV, that's going to heighten everything.
Yeah,
okay.
And
so
we've got
up for
all
the VOT network if it's here
and
over
I know
the village.
The sprayer works
village
they
hall.
Fixed it. And he asked me the other day if he wanted to.
You should
I think
have.
Max
there's
has
a
Jeff's
guest
license.
Network here, village guest.
Max
and
Jeff
village
have
their
licenses.
And same thing over there. Someone sees you connect once with your phone or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I remember that from the last time.
I love Woody.
Right.
I really do.
Thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely adore him.
I remember that when that came up
questions.
Last time.
I want him to study and go back and try
text
again.
Or whatever.
I think he's just frustrated.
Email, whatever.
So,
sounds good.
We can help you out.
But no,
perfect.
Two part-timers
thank you.
Do.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're correct. And maybe I'll send Matt an email just to make sure he's doing that.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, but the pond, we can't do anything about it. And they're gonna kill us on Facebook. They're going to blast us.
They're going to call Channel 3.
The back of Deer Path.
Oh, I just stopped broadcasting.
I don't care. The back of Deer Path, Joey Matthews, he's been complaining.
Okay.
They ran their sumps. The contractors ran them into a corrugated thing. It's not us. We're not responsible for fixing that. We didn't put that system in. It doesn't come into our storm sewer. We're not fixing it because that would cost us thousands. The homeowners are responsible. Homeowners Association is responsible for fixing that.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey's not mad. He's mad at us. So, and some of those other people. But some of the other people in Deer Path are like, yeah, that's not your responsibility. And guy does Park District.
Really?
No.
Scott? Randy?
Randy Grace.
Okay.
He just put a whole new line in because his line collapsed. That the contractor, they used the cheapest stuff they could.
Is he trying to get drainage somewhere else? Because he started talking to me about drainage at the office today. And I said, I have not heard anything. I can't even remember the people's names. They just planted beans, and so if they have to dig, just bring any.
We're not going in anybody's fields. Oh, no, we are. Was it Fishers?
Yes.
Yeah, we probably won't do that until after they get done with their beans and stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah, we're trying to tie into, where are we trying to tie into that? I think it's trying to tie into. There's already a system out there we're going to try to tie into.
Okay.
Because who's the guy that used to do our sewer stuff that retired?
DJ.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. My mind is fried.
Quick enough.
My mind is fried. It's like a game show here. But DJ put some system in through the Fisher Field years ago to drain something.
Okay.
And I think we're trying to tie into that. But that'd be a Matt question to ask.
Okay.
Is there anything that you guys need from the SNS auction?
I know, I'd love to go to it, but we have no money. Jared wanted so bad, he goes, give me a spending limit.
Mm-hmm.
It's online, so you don't have to go there. You can do it from overseas.
Yeah, I got my, I wonder how much my debit, I'm not taking my Tolono debit card with me overseas.
Oh, no.
It's getting, I'm going to probably turn it into Brandy before I leave. She can lock it up in the desk.
Yeah, leave your Sunday one here, too.
I've never even used it. I think it's still in the paper in my glove box in my truck. Because I would have used it to pay for
Speaking of your truck, did you drive that tonight?
No.
Oh.
What, you want the power cable?
Yeah.
It's not in the truck now. I was going to grab it and bring it in. I don't know what I did with it now.
All right. I'll see everybody in two weeks.
Yep.
A week or...
I wonder if I can Skype into that meeting.
Worth a shot.
Yeah. Can you set, get you set up so I can Skype in? By, put my
big
hand. Say,
have you right
put
there.
My big hand right there. And I want a camera so I can see everything.
Be like the Wizard of Oz.
All right.
I could do that.
I really don't want my big head up right there.
At least, can we at least have a picture of it? Just find a general picture from him somewhere, so at least he's represented when he's not here.
Represented.
Well, if
they could just put like, just put a picture of me sitting right here.
Maybe just a bottle of bourbon or something.
Exactly.
Well, then I'll sit there.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, I thought I was going to beat the last board. I thought I was going to be back. I didn't realize it was 18th. If they don't pass the budget, then she might choke somebody. So.
We did talk about it.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to come in. I'm going to do what Murphy does each time.
I don't even have a gun on me. I was cleaning the pool, and I had ratty shorts on and flip-flops and a, I don't know what the proper term for it is. The white beater.
A white tank top.
A white ribbed tank top. And Kelly's like, you are not going to the board meeting like that.
Why not?
I'm like, I'm cleaning the pool. I'm like, so I threw this on and I started to walk out the door and I still had my flip flops and face like, you're wearing that. I'm like, what's wrong with it? She's like, it doesn't go. And I'm like, I don't care. I did put sandals on. I took my flip flops off.
That's supposed to not go?
Apparently, according to a 20-year-old, this doesn't go, but
I think it goes.
I didn't care, so didn't bother me at all. I'm not trying to impress anybody, nor am I trying to pick anybody up. I did think I think I hurt Tate's feelings, though, Nate Tate. He really went down the board. But my problem is he didn't follow simple instructions. I told him to come to introduce himself to people. He didn't come. I haven't heard from him in a month.
Yeah.
And So that's not like, oh, I'll put you on the other board. So he's probably upset about that, but whatever. Hopefully he'll be all pissy with me. He's very quiet. Seems intelligent. So he sent me this email. I didn't know who he was, and nobody else knew who he was. So on Friday nights, we go to... Did I tell you the story? So on Friday nights, we try to go to Trackside. And just whatever the special is, we order the special. That's kind of our Friday night thing. I meet Vicky and Jeremiah, and sometimes there's just the four of us. Sometimes there'll be eight or nine of us that end up there. So I invited him to come with us. I said, we'll be there about 7 o'clock because Jeremiah gets done with his running his truck route about 7. And he's like, okay, good. He goes, I just ate lunch, so I'm not that hungry anyway yet. So I'm thinking, okay. So he shows up. I didn't know who he was. Never seen the guy. So he shows up and he looked a little lost. So I'm like, I bet you're Nate. Yep, here we are. So he pulls up a chair next to me. And I introduce him to everybody at the table. And
so
he just kind of doesn't
you have
say
been recording
much.
The entire time.
You're cute.